at 101.5 FM, we bring you all of the local news from right around our region. Joining us this morning is Belinda Ferguson, editor of the local Bribie and Surrounds newspaper, to bring us up to date with what's going down. Good morning, Belinda.
Good morning, Rosemary. Good morning, listeners. With the summary business case being released in late April, it seems we are a step closer to getting the long-awaited new Bribie Island Bridge. You can read about it inside this issue and remember to share your thoughts with us. Three gives you the rundown on some events and entertainment taking place at the Caboolture Show, which is on June 6 to 8. She also discusses some of the renovation highlights for the new Caboolture Sports Club. A sports section has grown with more focus on our local teams. It looks like the Bribie Warragles are shaping up for a great season, with the results of the last few weeks showing success. Bribie Island-based artist Katrin Turton is a finalist in the Moreton Bay Art Prize with her entry of Whispers of Shelter, and gives us an insight into her art journey. One of our locals, Peter Crawford, who started Bribie Island User Cycling Group 18 years ago, was honoured with a lifetime membership. As usual, we cover a wide variety of local issues.
And you certainly do. It sounds like a bumper issue, Belinda. Now, that was Belinda Ferguson, editor of the local Bribie and Surrounds newspaper, keeping our community up to date and connected. And you know the drill. If you'd like to listen to the interview again, go to the 101.5 website. And don't forget, you can list your event there for free if you'd like to do that as well. Thanks, Belinda.